Good morning. A cloudy start to the day with scattered showers across the area as a disturbance works its way in our direction from the Great Lakes. Gradually, moisture will be pooled along a front associated with this disturbance, and showers will become a steadier rain as we head through the morning and especially this afternoon. Temperatures, while starting off in the upper 40s to around 50, will tend to hold steady through the day and then even drop this afternoon with the onset of the steady precipitation back through the 40s. The cold rain will continue into the evening hours as a low pressure center tracks up the eastern seaboard toward Long Island. This low will slow down over eastern New England tonight as it is captured by the upper level disturbance moving in from the Great Lakes. The two systems will combine to form dynamically driven precipitation in the form of cold rain changing over to wet snow, first in the mountains and hills late tonight, and then overnight across the rest of the region, including parts of the valley floor, as temperatures drop into the lower and middle 30s. The system will be slow moving during the day on Friday, and rain and wet snow will continue through the morning hours. Gradually, the steadiest precipitation will wind down first in New York and then in New England through the middle of the day as scattered rain and snow showers as temperatures only manage to reach the upper 30s and lower 40s. Storm total accumulations will range from a coating up to an inch in most of the valleys, including the Hudson Valley, Connecticut Valley, Mohawk Valley, and Champlain Valley. Hills and some parts of the higher terrain surrounding the Greater Capital District will pick up 1 to 3 inches of snow, while parts of the Adirondacks, the Catskills, the Berkshires, Taconics, Green Mountains, and the Rensselaer Plateau will pick up as much as 3 to 6 inches of snow, with a few localized amounts of up to 12 inches of snow. Either way, it looks like this system will move out for the weekend, with a mix of sun and clouds. Saturday will bounce back into the mid-50s and close to 60 despite mostly cloudy skies and the risk of a shower on Sunday. That next disturbance will bring a slightly better chance of showers on Monday, with highs in the lower 60s before we dry it out for the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level low over the Great Basin will produce snow over the central Rockies and central High Plains from today through Friday evening. Travel will be difficult with blowing snow over the roadways. Meanwhile, a stationary front near the Gulf Coast will intersect moisture from the Gulf of Mexico, producing showers and thunderstorms across parts of the southern plains and central Gulf Coast through Friday evening. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms for these regions. The main hazards are frequent lightning, severe wind gusts, hail, and possibly an isolated tornado. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with freezing fog and 32 degrees with a south wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 10 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 41, 71% relative humidity, a west wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.76 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain in the mid-50s, Boston mostly cloudy with late-day showers in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 69 degrees, the low 45, the average temperature 57, that's 10 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, just 0.2 inches for the month, which is 1.4 inches below normal, and 54.3 inches for the season, which is 5.2 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 58 degrees, the average low, 37. The record high 86 set in 2003, and the record low 21 in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:13 a.m., sunset this evening 7:38 p.m., 13 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with rain today and highs in the upper 40s. Rain changing to wet snow tonight, lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain today and highs around 50. Rain possibly mixing with some wet snow tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain today and highs in the mid-40s. Rain changing to wet snow tonight, lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain today and highs in the upper 40s. Rain changing to wet snow tonight, lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain today and highs close to 50. Rain changing to wet snow tonight, lows in the mid 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, more rain and wet snow, especially in the morning, with rain and snow showers winding down during the afternoon and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds back to the mid-50s on Saturday. Mostly cloudy with the chance of a shower on Sunday in the upper 50s. More scattered showers on Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy, lower 60s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Tuesday, lower 60s, and a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-50s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.